Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Tammy, and welcome to YouTube if you're watching on YouTube. Today is the final episode, my final podcast of 2023. It is, well, I don't even know how many I've done. I think I'm in like 170 or something. It's been almost 3 years that since I've started this podcasting journey. And I know that I personally have grown so much from it. And I pray that you have as well. And today's podcast, it's on a Thursday, so typically I do a Hey Tammy, but I wanted to just talk about today about don't be afraid to succeed in the new year. Don't be afraid to stand out. Don't be afraid to try something different. Don't be afraid to shine your light in 2024. And one of the reasons why I say this is because this is something that I have struggled with. And over the last couple of years, I have been changing my mindset. I have been praying. I have been brain priming. I have been doing all the things because I was afraid that when I stepped into my strengths, I was going to appear prideful, or I was going to appear to be a know-it-all, or I was going to appear that you would think that I'm being arrogant or all of these things. You know, please tell me I'm not alone here, that when you start to think about your strengths and about who you were created to be, the fears of what if and the fears of the unknown pop in to hold us in this one space, to hold us in this safe zone. And it doesn't allow us, it brings an energy, a dissonance to us. Like we feel like there's more. Don't be afraid to be more. I have a friend who she's been in the business. She's been in business for a long time. However, she's getting ready to have her own studio. She's getting ready to have her own salon space. And, she said, Tammy, I'm tired of not being too much for people. And I was like, girl, you're not too much. You're perfect the way you are. I love her personality. I love who she is. And I can tell when she's dimming her light to be less than, to not be her full self, there's a part of her that is not showing. There's a part of her that is missing. And I don't want that for you. What part of your light are you dimming simply because you're afraid to show it? You're afraid what it will mean. You haven't honed it. You don't really know what it may be or turn into. What part of your life do you know that if you start to step into, everything would change? This goes in with your strengths, your gifts, your talents, your preferences, your the attitude, your yes and your no's, your all of the things that you've been through, all the things that you do daily that the rest of us are in awe about. What if you owned those? What if you made 2024 the year of your strength, the year that you decided to shed all of the unnecessary expectations. Sorry, there's a gnat. It's winter. Why is there a gnat? But sorry, back to the podcast. What if you made this year the year that you said yes to you? And immediately I know you say, well, Tammy, I don't want to make it about me. And then I'm here to tell you that saying yes to you is actually not about you at all. When you say yes to stepping into your strengths, you're showing your family what's possible. You're showing your friends what's possible. You're showing God that you trust who He's created you to be, and that you know He's there to support you in it. What could that look like? What could it look like if you shed all of those, the extra burdens, those old desires that of staying small? What does it mean to play big? Playing big doesn't mean grandeur. It means showing up as yourself and going all in. We have one life. When I'm recording this, this is actually my 19th wedding anniversary with my late husband. And there's nothing like these dates that remind me how much time we have on this earth, how much that we have little time, but we can make a big impact. And we don't have to sell everything and change everything. We get to be ourselves. We get to own our decisions. We get to change the things we don't want. We get to add more of what we do. Friend, what could 2024 look like if you decided to go all in on yourself? Go all in on that dream. Go all in on your parenting. Go all in on that vision. Go all in on this desire that you have. What if you don't have to change where you are? You just get to change how you show up there. What if you get to recognize and thank God every day for your strengths and for your weaknesses? And what if you notice the strengths of others and you can see how they balance out your weaknesses? What would it be like if you decided right now to make those habit changes that you want? And let me let you in on a little secret. It's not the habit that's causing the problem. It's our beliefs about who we are when we do those habits. And that is something that I can help you with. That is something that I get to step into every day. And I help hundreds of women and men change their beliefs about who they are and step into who they're created to be. We do it with the fear. We do it with the challenges. We do it with the life that we have, because you're right where you need to be. So what if you show up there like you own it? What if you get to show up and be you? Whew, man, I am so excited about this new year. I have been journaling about how I want to show up this year. How for myself, how I want to show up for my kids, how I want to show up for my family, for you. Me showing up daily, pushing past my fears. I actually think it's hilarious how in high school, I didn't like public speaking. I would do everything possible to get out of it. And here I am doing it on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, really. And it's like, okay, the fear of it is still there. The difference is that I own those fears. I recognize the place that they hold. And then I decided to go and do it anyway. I decided to do it anyway. That doesn't mean that the fear's not there, that insecurity or the what ifs or all of those things that those bubble up thoughts, they're still there. I do it in spite of those. I tell my thoughts who's boss. And what if 2024 is your year to tell your thoughts what's boss, who's boss? You get to show up as yourself. And I keep saying this because I want to break that idea that we have to make these massive changes in our lives, that we have to have a million morning routine habits, or that we have to get up at 4 o'clock every morning and start our day and get more done in the first 2 hours than everyone else in the rest of the day. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when we own who we are, who we're created to be, our strengths, our weaknesses, our fears, our thoughts, our beliefs, when we own our choices, our decisions, we get to be different. We get to show up different. We get to impact those around us in a profound and a heartfelt way. So come and join me in 2024. Let's make this year different. And I'm going to ask you, like, what is it costing you to stay in this fear, this wanting to change and not changing? What is it costing you to feel anxious, to feel overwhelmed, to feel burdened, to feel like you have a calling for more and to push it aside? What is it costing your family by you dimming who you were called to be? Because God created you just as, like, you are the person, the spouse, the mom, the friend that the people around you need. And when you're not being her, you're actually not giving them what they need either. So what if we did this? And I want to invite you to join Divine Destiny, my free Facebook group. We're going to start there. We're going to start, and I've got some fun challenges. I've got some fun workshops planned. I have a fun class that's coming because I want you to see that choosing joy, choosing fulfillment, choosing impact are all the same choices. It's choosing to be you. I truly believe that you are capable of everything that you're dreaming about. Whether it is, well, I don't even want to put ideas in your mind because I know from talking to you and when I get to hear your stories and what's on your heart, it baffles me how creative. It amazes me, not baffles, amazes me how creative you are. What if this is the year that we get to do it? So join me in Divine Destiny, embracing our impact as a Christian mom. We're going to embrace. We're not going to add a bunch more things to our to-do list. If we're doing it right, we're actually going to remove some things. We're not going to try to change some of our tendencies. We're going to lean into how God wired us and then pull out what we need from that to propel us. We're not going to change everything about us. We don't have to change. You're already amazing the way you are. Let's just lean into it. So join me in Divine Destinies, embracing your impact as a Christian mom. I'm trying to think of what the link I'll put in the show notes here. But if you put in, I think it's Divine Destiny to, like, facebook.com/Divine Destiny to Joy, because like the other part was too long. Divine Destiny to Joy. Maybe I should change the name to that just to make it easy. But I wanted you to see embracing your impact. Embrace you. Embrace 2024 and let's do this year together. Let's have a lot of fun. Let's make like, let's shine our light so bright that the world can see, how amazing God is and how he is the hope and how it's actually easier to shine our light when we're shining together. All right, friend, join me in Divine Destiny, embracing your impact as a Christian mom. Come, and also, I know that many of you aren't believers who listen to this podcast, and that's okay too. I'm going to speak to you because you are still created in a beautiful way. Come and see what your light, how your light can shine, and know that you're supported and you're loved and you're wanted, and you have a purpose and a calling as well. And God's right there waiting for you. With that, I'm going to close now. I hope you have an amazing rest of 2023. And let's jump into 2024 in a big way, in a fun, light, joyful, fulfilling, and heartfelt way. So I hope you're on this journey with me. I cannot wait to share some of the things I have coming in 2024. And I know that it's going to change your life. I know because it's changed mine. With that, choose joy, friend, until joy chooses you. And I'll see you next year. Bye for now.